稣圣名证道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I sermonize.
今天的题目是我是一朵花。
Today's topic is I'm a flower.
如果让你选择
，If you can choose，
你要当什么花
？What kind of flower do you want to be？
有很多种花。
There's many kinds of flower.
不同的颜色，不同的形状。
Different colors, different pattern.
不同的场合也会买不同的花。
And different occasion, you'll buy different flowers.
比如说母亲节就买康乃馨花。
For example, on Mother's Day, you buy 康乃馨。
没关系。情人节就买玫瑰花。
And in Valentine's Day, you buy roses.
扫墓就要买菊花。
And if you go to the funeral, you buy the
不同的花代表不同的意义。
And you buy there are different meanings in buying different flowers.
但是如果让你选，你会选哪一种
？But what kind of flowers do you want to choose?
可以代表你自己的个性呢
？And so that it can represent your character.
这也许听起来像一个心理测验。
And it seems like it is a psychological test.
但是圣经里面有告诉我们
，But the Bible tells us，
我们是一朵花的话
，We are a flower.
要成为什么花
？And what kind of flower we want？
主耶稣才会喜欢
，So that Lord Jesus will be pleased.
或者是主耶稣希望我们成为什么花
？Or what kind of flower Jesus wants us to be？
我们看雅歌
，Let's turn to Song of Songs，
第二章
，Verse 2，
雅歌第二章。
A Song of Song, Chapter 2,
第一节
Verse 1.
雅歌二章的第一节
Song of Solomon, Chapter 2, Verse 1.
我们一起读，一二三。我是沙伦的玫瑰花，是谷中的百合花。第二节
，Verse 2.
我的佳偶在女子中，好像百合花在荆棘里。这一段对话是新妇跟新郎的对话。
This is a conversation between the groom and the bride.
我们知道雅歌这是讲一个爱情的故事。
We know the Song of Solomon talk about a love story.
这个爱情故事啊，这是所罗门王跟苏拉密女。
And this is talking about King Solomon and the Shunammite woman.
那所罗门王代表主耶稣基督。
King Solomon represent Lord Jesus.
苏拉米女代表教会。
And the Shunammite woman represent the church.
那这里呢，第一节这里说了，我啊，就是那个女生啊，那个新妇啊，就说了。
And here I is representing the bride. She's saying,
我是沙伦的玫瑰花。
I am the rose of Sharon.
又是谷中的百合花。
And the lily of the valleys.
那结果那个新郎呢，就是王呢，就回应一句话了。
So the king replied,
你不单只像那两种花。
Not only you are like those two kinds of flowers.
你好像一种百合花在荆棘里。
You are like the lily of the valley.
所以是三种不同的花，不同的情况。
And this is three kinds of flowers in three different situations.
代表我们每一个信徒要追求的。
And this is what we each believers need to pursue.
在神的面前，我们要达到这三种的信仰的进步。
And in front of before God, we need to improve ourselves like this kind of flowers.
这三种的情况有不同的美。
There are three different scenarios and three different kinds of beauty.
好，那我们来讲第一种。
Let's talk about the first kind.
第一种，我们看二章的第一节。
Let's turn read again chapter 2 verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
他说：“我是沙伦的玫瑰花。”
I am the rose of Sharon.
这里是说我啊，就是新郎啊，叫新娘啊。他说我就是沙伦的玫瑰。
I is the bride.And it's like the rose of Sharon.
到底沙伦的玫瑰花是什么花
？So what kind of flower is the rose of Sharon?
你一想到说这个英文翻成 rose 啊，这是玫瑰啊，你就想到说哇，那个情人节那种玫瑰啊。
So maybe if you think of rose, you think of the rose in Valentine's Day.
其实跟我们想象的不太一样。
But actually, it is different.
这种不是今天的那种玫瑰花。
This kind of rose is not the rose we talk about today.
中文这里有一句话翻译就是化作水仙花。
So in the English, in the Chinese version, it say that it can be translated into the daffodil.
这是一种很普通的那种野花。
It's a very common kind of flowers.
这里是要讲这个地点的问题了。
And it talks about the location.
地点是在沙伦。
And the location is Sharon.
沙伦就是以色列的北部。
Sharon is in the northern side of Israel.
有一个平原叫沙伦平原。
There's a plain called the Plain of Sharon.
在今天以色列地的那一个地方呢，北边称之为特拉维夫 Tel Aviv.
And in the today Israel is the Tel Aviv area.
那一边呢，在古代呢，这是个大的平原。
And in the ancient time, it's a very big plain.
啊，有海风吹过。
And there's the breeze from the ocean.
那如果那些人要从北边啊进到以色列，要去耶路撒冷的话，通常会经过沙伦的平原。
And if people from the northern side of the country to go to Jerusalem, they have to pass through this plain.
那经过这个平原的时候啊。
So when they pass through this plain,
哇，很累的，走长途的旅程非常的累。
So they are very tired after the journey.
哎，但是他们走过那个平原，看到哇，遍地都是很可爱的、很漂亮的小黄花、小野花。
But when they pass through that place, they see those yellow little flowers.
哇，还是不是一朵，是一片花海哦。
And it's not only one, but they see many.
哇，他一看到。就很开心了。
Then when they saw those flowers, they are very pleased.
人都喜欢看花嘛。
And people like to look at flowers.
不单只是女生啊，我们男生看到漂亮的花也会很高兴啊。
Not only the girls, but also boys. We also like to see the flowers.
所以这个沙伦的玫瑰代表什么
？So the rose of Sharon, what does it represent?
这是很平凡的意思。
It means it's very ordinary.
啊，所以这个新妇啊，她自己形容自己啊。
So, the bride described herself as very ordinary.
我好像沙伦的玫瑰。
I'm just like the rose of Sharon.
我是一个很平凡的人啊。
I'm a very ordinary person.
好像这路边的小花这样啊。
Just like the little flowers by the roadside.
讲这句话的时候啊，是有点自卑的。
So when she talk about this, she have a little, she's very humble.
啊，是。如果有人说啊，你是野花，你会高兴吗？你是田园的草原的野花，你会开心吗
？So if people say, "Oh, you are just like a wild flower on the plain," will you feel happy?
啊，但说实在，我们就是这样。
In fact, we are all like this.
我们就好像这个新妇所形容自己的，我很普通，很平凡。
We are like the bride describing herself that we are very ordinary, very common.
但是，我也可以很特别。
But I can also be very special.
因为主耶稣拣选了我。
Because Lord Jesus have chosen me.
我们看哥林多前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
26节。
Verse 26.
哥林多前书一章26节。
1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 26.
我们一起读。
Let's read.
一章26节。
Chapter 1 verse 26.
23。弟兄们啊，可见你们蒙召的，按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。27节，神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；要拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。啊，这里保罗说啊，弟兄啊，这是我们教会的人啊，神所拣选的同龄啊。
And here Paul say, "Oh, brother, all the people chosen by God."
你看看你们。
Look at yourself.
也看看我自己。
Look at myself.
这里谁很有智慧的呢
？God is very wise.
啊，谁很有智慧、啊？
哦、who is very wise?
你觉得，比如说你有几个博士的啦
？Who think that? Oh, maybe you have a lot of PhD.
或者你 IQ 是200呢
？Maybe your IQ is 200.
拿过诺贝尔奖的有没有？
And anyone received the Nobel Prize before?
当然没有了。
Of course not.
那这里有谁是有能力呢
？Who is very mighty?
有能力就是当过总统啊，总理啊。
And perhaps you have been a president or prime minister.
或者是至少当过国会议员的有没有
？Or have you been in the parliament before?
我没有啊，好像也没有啊。
No.
再来呢？哇，这里有家庭背景的。
Or anyone have family background?
你爸爸妈妈是贵族的有没有
？Maybe your parents are noble.
啊 ，uncle 是英女 ，uncle 是这个英国的贵族的有没有
？Maybe your uncle is from the royal family of the British royal family.
有没有
？Anyone?
都没有了。
No.
那我们这些是什么人
？So what kind of people are we?
我们都是很神所拣选，都是很平凡、很软弱、甚至很卑贱的人。
So we are chosen by God. We are very lowly and very weak and very humble.
28节。
28。
我们一起读。神也拣选了世上卑贱的、被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的。主耶稣来到世上，都是找哪些人呢？
So when the Lord Jesus came to the world, what kind of people is he looking for?
主耶稣找那个卑贱的。
He's looking for the base things and the one despised people.
别人看不起的。
People despise.
为什么主耶稣没有生长在王宫里面？
How come Lord Jesus did not grow up in the palace?
因为如果他在王宫，就不会接触那些卑贱的人。
Because if he was grown up in the palace, he will not meet those people who are despised by others.
穷人啊，病人啊，法利赛啊，这些罪人啊，税吏啊。
The poor, the sick, the Pharisees and the scribes.
或是那些渔夫啊。
Or even the fishermen.
哎，看主耶稣十二个门徒啊，大部分的人都是很卑贱。
Look at the 12 disciples. Most of them are despised by people.
但是没有关系啊。
But doesn't matter.
就算你是撒人的玫瑰，很平凡。
And just like you are the rose of the Sharon.
主耶稣看上你。
But Jesus look upon you.
把你从万人当中拣选到他的面前。
Out of all the people, God had chosen you.
这个不是很宝贵吗？
Isn't it very precious?
这个叫做平凡当中的不平凡。
This is called extraordinary within the ordinary.
所以你不要轻看你自己。
So don't despise yourself.
虽然你是撒冷的玫瑰。
Even though you are just the rose of Sharon.
但是在主眼中很有价值。
But in the eyes of Lord Jesus, you are very precious.
我去到另外一个地方出差。
I went to another place for work.
哇，看到有一个老婆婆。
I saw an old lady.
哇，她很早就来教会。
In the very early in the morning, she came to church.
哇，她穿得很普通。
She just dressed very ordinary.
因为她很穷，没有办法买什么漂亮的衣服。
Because she was very poor, she cannot afford to buy expensive clothes.
她工作也很辛苦。
And she worked very hard.
弯腰驼背。
And she have a hunchback.
皮肤啊，都全部都是皱纹了。
And it's wrinkle all over her face.
她也没有钱买什么保养品。
And she cannot afford to buy all the cosmetics.
但是每个安息日看到他来到教会
，But every Sabbath morning，
大家都很爱他，大家都很热情的对他。
Everyone loves her and then very care for her。
啊，他唱诗祷告聚会那个样子非常的喜乐。
When she sing and worship, she was very joyful。
哇，他感觉到神的爱。
And she can feel the love of God。
因为这个教会不是看。表面的，也不是看你有没有身份地位才爱你。
Because this church, the people they don't look at your status before they love you.
这个教会爱你，因为耶稣爱我们。
This church love you because Jesus love us.
耶稣爱那个大家不喜欢的人。
Jesus loves the one who is not loved by others.
所以我们今天也不要用那种高傲的眼光去看人。
So today we should not use aloof attitude to look at people.
哇，这个是有名望的，这个是专业人士，这个是有钱人，我都特别去照顾他。
Oh, this person is a professional, is a rich person, so I pay more attention to him or her.
哇，这个穿得破破的，这个是穷人啊，那就自己找饭吃吧，自己找位置坐吧。
And this one dressed in broken clothing, so or you should just find a seat yourself.
不可以这样。
We should not be like this.
主耶稣特别看重那个人看不起的。
Jesus, pay more attention to those who are despised by others.
因为主耶稣来到世上的时候。
Because when Jesus came into the world,
他自己也是撒人的玫瑰啊。
He himself was also a rose of Sharon.
我们看以赛亚书五十三章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 53.
以赛亚五十三章。
Isaiah chapter 53,
第一节
verse 1,
第一节第二节
verse 2,
我们看以赛亚五十三章第二节
Isaiah chapter 53, verse 2,
一二三，他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。他无家行美容，我们看见他的时候，也无美貌，使我们可以羡慕他。你看主耶稣来到世上的时候。
When Jesus came into the world,
他本来有的选，他自己可以长怎么样。
He could have choose a different style when he appeared in the on earth.
他也可以选择出生什么家庭。
He can choose where he grow up.
也可以选择自己的面容。
He can choose what kind of face he has.
我问你们，如果你有的选你的外貌，你会选现在这个外貌吗？
If you can pick your own face, would you pick the face you have right now?
有没有人讲，哇，很喜欢我现在的样子。
Anyone want to say, "Oh, I really love how I look"?
有人说啊，如果我可以选，我可能长得像那些大明星，那么漂亮。
Or if you can choose, maybe I'll say, "Oh, I choose like a set celebrities."
没有，我们都没得选。
We cannot choose.
主耶稣有得选。
But Jesus can choose.
但是他故意选得很平凡。
But he chose to be very ordinary.
因为主耶稣就是爱平凡人。
Because Jesus loved the ordinary.
他要接触平凡人。
He want to be in contact with the ordinary people.
但是因为主耶稣的爱。
But because of love of Jesus,
他好像漂亮的沙伦的玫瑰啊。
He is like the beautiful rose of Sharon.
所以大家一看到主耶稣就欢喜了。
So everyone see Jesus, they are joyful.
我们看约翰二十章。
Let's turn to John chapter 20.
约翰福音二十章。
John chapter 20.
十九节。
Verse
19. 二十章十九节。
John chapter 20, verse 19.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
一二三。那日晚上，门徒所在的地方，因怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来，站在他们中间，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”二十节。说了这话，就把手和肋旁给他看。门徒看见主，就喜了。主耶稣复活了。
And Jesus was resurrected.
显现给门徒看。
And he appeared to disciples.
门徒本来很忧愁的。
And before they were very sad.
一看见主。
But when they saw Jesus.
虽然是受伤的，被钉有钉穿的，守了主。
Even though he was injured and have nail prints on his hand.
但是主耶稣复活了。
But Lord Jesus was resurrected.
一看到主就喜乐了。
And when they saw the Lord Jesus, they were joyful.
所以主耶稣就是撒冷的玫瑰。
And our Lord Jesus is the rose of Sharon.
外表很普通，但是里面很漂亮。
Even though his appearance is very ordinary, but his inside is very beautiful.
第二种花，第二个程度。
The second level and different flowers.
看回来，雅歌的第二章。
Let's turn to Song of Solomon.
第一节下半句。
The second phrase.
这里说第二章第一句说我是谷中的百合花。
He says that I am the lily of the valleys.
哇，谷中的百合花啊、哦，这里变了那个地点呢，就变了在山谷当中了。
So the lily of the valleys, the location changed to the valley.
那个花也不一样了。
And it's a different kind of flower.
我们知道百合花的比那个小花在路边的小花漂亮多了。
We know that lily is a lot more beautiful than the wild flowers.
但是关键是在山谷当中。
But the key is it is here in the valley.
之前是平原
，before it is on the plain
啊，平平原原代表生活很平顺，很稳妥。
In the plain means is your life is very smooth。
常常有海风吹过来，因为在海边。
And there's the breeze from the ocean。
那现在呢，掉到山谷当中了。
But now you fall down into the valley。
如果你有去过 hiking 啊，知道哇，有时候看到下面的哇，这个山谷很深啊。
If you have been hiking before, you can see the valley sometimes is very deep。
山谷的阳光也特别少啊。
And in the valley, the sunshine is not much。
哎，那这个代表什么呢
？What does it represent？
人生有时候是很平顺。
In our life, sometimes our life is very smooth。
啊，你工作顺利。
And your work is smooth，
身体健康。
Your health is good。
啊，大家都平平安安。
Everyone is peaceful.
啊，钱也赚很多。
And you earn a lot of money.
哎，但是这里的平原啊。
Then this is your plain.
那个时候要感谢神，要赞美神，难不难
？And at that time, is it difficult to praise God and give thanks to God?
当然不难啊。
Of course, it's not hard.
你会很多见证啊，哦，感谢主，赞美主，一切都很好。
You have a lot of testimony and praise God that everything is well.
但是你的信仰呢，停留在平原啊，沙伦的平原啊，不会进步的。
But if your faith stay remain in the plain, you will not improve.
相反的，我看到更多弟兄姐妹在平原久了，就退步了。
On the other hand, I see a lot of brother and sister on the plain, but their faith decrease.
慢慢忘记神的恩典。
Slowly they will forget the grace of God.
追随自己的目标了，没有追随神了。
They will pursue their own goals and dreams, and they don't pursue God.
所以你要小心哦，如果你越来越忙，你要小心。
So you need to be careful if you are busier and busier.
因为平原是平嘛，你就跑得快，你就很忙了。
Because you can run very fast on the plain and you will be very busy.
钱赚得多了，你也要小心了。
If you earn a lot of money, you need to be careful.
因为很顺利啊。
Because your life is very smooth.
是神为了爱我们，有时候突然间准备一些山谷，要我们掉到下面去。
So God loves us, so He prepared the valley for us to fall inside the valley.
突然间生活出了很大的变化。
So suddenly there's a lot of change in your life.
突然之间生病了，比如说。
All of a sudden, for example, you become ill.
哇，不怎么办呢、啊、
？What can I do?
或者突然之间失去工作啊
？Or all of a sudden you lose your job.
或是家庭突然间出了问题啊
？Or there's family problem.
家庭破裂了
，or the family is broken。
哇，很多很多的这种压力。
And there are a lot of pressure。
突然间你在 掉到山谷里面。
So all of a sudden you fall into this valley.
好，请问如果你在山谷，你还可以赞美主、感谢主吗？
Let me ask you, if you are in the valley, can you still praise God and give thanks to God?
一开始是肯定不能的。
Of course, in the beginning, it's hard, difficult.
啊，圣经里面记载有一个人，他掉到山谷里面，很痛苦。
And the Bible tells us there's a person who was fallen into the valley, and he was very painful.
这个就是约伯。
And this is Job.
啊，约伯啊，他掉到他的人生的山谷，因为他遇到很大的考验。
Job, he was fallen into the valley because he faced a lot of trials and tests.
啊，他不单只怀疑人生啊，他还怀疑他的整个的信仰。
Not only he doubt his life, but he doubt his faith.
我们看约伯记。
Let's turn to Job.
第七章。
Verse 7. Chapter 7.
第七章第十一节。
Job chapter 7, verse 11.
七章十一节。
Job chapter 7 verse 11.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
我不禁止我口，我灵愁苦，要发出言语；我心苦暖，要吐出哀情。我第二十二节，我对神说：我岂是洋海，岂是大鱼？你谨防守我呢？啊。这里约伯啊，对神有很多的疑问。
Here Job has a lot of questions.
为什么我平常做得那么好，但是我现在竟然遇到那么大的苦难
？Why I do so well in the past, but now I face so much trials?
这个跟我所期待的不一样啊。
This is different than what I expect.
不是说我好好做我的本分，我拜神，我做个好人，就会有好报吗？就会生活很顺利吗
？Isn't it that if I do my own duty and I worship God, I will have good reward?
啊，他之前一直都在平原。
In the past, he was in the plain.
他十个儿女。
And he had10 children.
然后呢，他的牛羊啊，财富非常多。
And he has a lot of wealth and sheep and cows.
大家都很尊重他。
And many people all the people respect him.
人生想要有的，他全部有。
What you a person want in life, he had everything.
健康、财富、智慧、地位。
He has health, wisdom, and wealth.
还有家庭。
And family.
但是一下子全部失去了。
And one moment he lost everything.
哇，这个就掉到山谷。
And this is fallen down into the valley.
弟兄姐妹，请问，如果有一天你失去你看为很看重的东西
，And brothers and sisters, if one day you lose your precious things,
那请问你还有办法赞美吗
？Can you still worship God?
哇，
praise God?
那个叫做死荫的幽谷啊，那个每天都很难受啊。
This is called the Valley of the Shadows of Death, and it is very painful to pass each day.
但是神有他的计划。
But God has His plan.
神把我们放到幽谷当中。
God put us into the valley.
其实他要让我们更体验他。
So that we can experience Him more.
约伯在受苦当中的过程一直在思考。
And Job in his sufferings, he keep on pondering.
他不知道他为什么要受苦。
He doesn't know why he have to suffer.
因为他没有做什么错事。
Because he didn't do anything wrong.
但是在他的受苦当中呢，他改变了他的心态跟想法。
But in his sufferings, he changes attitude and his thinking.
啊，那个百合花好像突然间就长出来了。
Just like the lily all of a sudden grow up.
本来在山谷当中不会有百合花的。
In fact, in the valley, there shouldn't be any lily.
突然之间有一个亮光，有一个盼望就跑出来了。
But all of a sudden, there's a hope and a light.
这个百合花是什么
？What is this lily?
这个赞美是什么
？What is this praise?
我们看约伯记第十九章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 19.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
十九章二十五节。
Job chapter 19, verse 25.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
十九章二十五节。
Job 19 verse 25. Let's read together.
我知道我的救赎主活着，末了必站在地上。二十六节。
26.
我这皮肉灭绝之后，我必在肉体之外得见神。哇，这个就是突然间圣灵感动约伯，在他受苦当中冒出来的一个意念。
Then all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit moved Job, and this thought come out of in his mind.
这个时候，约伯的苦难还没结束，还在很痛苦的时候啊。
At that moment, the suffering of Job has not ended, and he is still in the midst of suffering.
然后呢，他三个朋友还在轮流的攻击他。
And his three friends keep on attacking him.
我说你犯罪啊，你要悔改啊。
And they say you have sinned, you should repent.
没有人可以理解约伯。
No one can understand Job.
连他自己的妻子都嫌弃他的这个身体发出的臭味。
Even his own wife despised the smell from his body.
他什么都失去了。
And he lost everything.
诶， 听起来好绝望哦，很绝望。
And if you listen to this, then it seems he is very hopeless.
这个叫做死荫的幽谷。
This is the valley of the shadow of death.
虽然还没死，但是离开死也不远了。
Even though he has not died yet, but it's not far from death.
虽然肉体还没死，也可能心已经死了一半了。
Even though he hasn't died yet, but his heart may be already half dead.
啊，很多人可能会选择这个时候直接自杀算了，还活来做什么？
Maybe a lot of people will decide to commit suicide at that time.
但是约伯不敢自杀。
But Job dared not to commit suicide.
因为他知道生命是神的。
Because he knows that life is from God.
再苦，我也不可以自己解决自己生命，不可以。
No matter how painful, I cannot end my own life.
他不敢咒诅神，他不敢离弃神。
He dare not to curse God. He dare not to depart from God.
他还是敬畏神。
He is still remain righteous, faithful to God.
在他最苦的时候，有一个意念出来了。
But in the midst of the suffering, there's a thought come from his
mind. 他说：“我知道。”二十五节打出来，我知道，他不是。我相信，他还说我知道。
He said, "I know." He didn't say, "I believe," but he said, "I know."
相信就是知道一个事会发生。
Believing means you believe something will happen.
但是知道呢，比相信还强烈。
But knowing is stronger than believing.
我知道
，I know，
就是这样。
I know this is the truth.
他知道啊，这个肉体啊，一定会结束的。
I know that my flesh will end one day.
啊。我这个身体，就算我不生病，十年、二十年之后，我也是会离开市场。
My body, even though I don't become ill, but one day I will be no more.
我们在座坐着的弟兄姐妹都相对健康，我们今天才可以来。
And everyone here, we are relatively healthy, so we can come here today.
但是你会永远活着吗
？But can you live forever?
五十年之后还有几个人在？
50 years later, how many of you still be here?
可能小朋友还在，那个时候他们六七十岁了，
maybe
可以被敬老了。
Maybe the little kids will be here, but they will be the senior and will have senior appreciation.
100年之后肯定没有人在了。
100 years later, no one of us will still be here.
我们都放坟墓里面了。
We will be in the coffin.
这个肉体皮肉一定会灭绝的。
So our body will be destroyed one day.
但是他说我知道，我知道救赎主，我有一个救主，我的神是我的救赎主。
But he said that I know that my redeemer lives.
我很感动啊，看这一段，以前都没有看，就是他我知道啊，不是我相信啊，是我知道一定有的。
So he didn't say I believe, but he said I know. I'm really touched by this.
知道就是已经发生的意思。
Knowing that is already happening.
虽然还没有发生，但是他知道已经发生了。
Even though may not have happened, but he know that it will happen.
我的救赎主他是活的，他不是死的。
He said that I know that my redeemer lives.
他让我受苦。
He let me suffer.
我不了解为什么。
I don't understand why.
但是我有一个希望，我有一个盼望。
But I have a hope.
我会再起来。
I will be resurrected.
我会在肉体之外看见神。
He said, after my skin is destroyed, that I in my flesh I shall see God.
原来一个人在人生最低谷的时候，就是他看见神的时候。
So in fact, when a person is in his low point, it's the time that he will see God.
那个时候，他觉得什么都不重要了。
At that time, he thinks that nothing is important.
当你人生快结束的时候，有什么是重要的
？When you are near the end of your life, what is important to you?
你的钱重要吗
？Is your money important to you?
你的工作重要吗
？Is your work important to you?
你的跑车、摩托车、汽车、飞机重要吗
？Is your race car and your motor car and your toys are they important to you?
那个时候什么都没意义。
At that time, nothing is meaningful.
只有一样重要，你能不能见神？
There's only one thing that is important, that is if you can see God.
所以竟然在遇到人生那么大的考验，他的百合花就长出来。
So in such a big suffering, his lily grow up.
他抓住神。
And he grabbed hold of God.
他抓住他的信仰。
He grabbed hold of his faith.
他虽然不明白，但是没有怀疑。
Even though he doesn't understand, but he did not doubt.
虽然痛苦，但是却没有埋怨。
Even though he's in pain, but he did not murmur.
虽然不明白，但是还是顺服。
Even though he doesn't understand, but he submit himself.
因为他知道。
Because he know.
还有另外一个知道吗？
And there's another kind of knowing.
我们看二十三章约伯二十三章第十节。
Let's turn to Job chapter 23 verse 10.
约伯记二十三章第十节。
Job chapter 23 verse 10.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
然而，他知道我所行的路，他试炼我之后，我必如金金。 哇，刚刚是讲约伯知道，现在约伯是说神也知道我。
Just now we talk about Job knows, but now he talk about God knows.
我不知道，但是神知道就可以了。
I don't know, but God knows.
我不知道我为什么我要这个死荫幽谷。
I don't know why I'm in the valley of the shadow of death.
但是我知道神与我同在。
But I know that God is with me.
我不知道要在这边多久。
I don't know how long I will stay here.
但是我知道，当我走出来之后，我的信仰一定会变成金晶。
But I know that after I come out of this, my faith will come forth as gold.
以后我要见神。
And one day I will see God.
这个很美啊。
This is very beautiful.
这个很有力量啊。
This is very powerful.
谷中的百合花。
The lily of the valley.
神不希望我们只是在停留在平原的小花啊，生活当中平平顺顺，我们在才赞美神，在敬拜神。
God doesn't want to just be like a little flowers in the plain.
神要我们掉到山谷当中，你还是赞美，你还是感谢，你还是顺服。
God want us even though we are fallen in the valley, we still give thanks to God and we give praise to God and we still be submissive.
诗篇二十三篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 23.
诗篇二十三篇第四节。
Psalm chapter 23 verse 4.
二十三篇第四节。
Psalm chapter 23, verse 4.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
三，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。诗人说，我现在是走过死荫的幽谷。
Some say that now I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
但是他有没有怕呢？
But is he fearful?
今天很多人很怕。
A lot of people nowadays they fear.
疫情很怕。
They fear of the COVID.
住医院很怕。
They fear to go into the hospital.
去殡仪馆很怕。
They are afraid of going to the funeral home.
看到坟墓，想到自己会死，更怕。
They look at the tomb. They worry that they will die one day.
为什么怕？
Why?
跟神不亲近就会怕。
Because they are not close to God, so they will be afraid.
当然，我们本来都是怕的。
Of course, we were all afraid once.
刚进去的时候肯定怕。
When we first came into this, we will be afraid.
但是呢，你进去你的死荫幽谷，你发觉神的杖、神的竿在你旁边呢，你的牧羊人就在你旁边。
But when you go into the valley of the shadow of death, you discover that your shepherd, that his rod is with me.
不是你一个人在走这个幽谷。
You are not walking this valley of the shadow of death alone.
耶和华，你的牧者就在你的身边。
The Lord, our shepherd, is with us.
就是主耶稣了。
Is Lord Jesus Christ.
差不多几年前我回香港。
A few years ago, I went back to Hong Kong.
听说我的其中一个 uncle, 这个 uncle 呢他生病。
I heard that one of my uncle, he became ill.
就去医院看他。
And I went to the hospital to visit him.
他已经是癌症末期了。
He was at the final stage of cancer.
知道自己没有多少日子。
And he know that he doesn't have many days left.
都去看他。
So I went to the hospital to visit him.
他变得很瘦。
And he became very skinny.
身体也很虚弱。
And he became very weak.
但是他看到我来看他，他很高兴。
But when he saw me come to visit him, he was very joyful.
这个 uncle 啊，那个 uncle 他几年前才信主。
And this uncle, he only came to believe a few years ago.
他以前是不信的。
He didn't believe before.
他的生命最后几年才信了主耶稣。
In the last few years of his life, he believed in Jesus.
每个礼拜都会去守安息日。
So every week he attends Sabbath services.
那我去看他，我就问他一个问题。
So I went visit him and I asked him a question.
首先问他你现在感觉怎么样。
First I asked him, how are you feeling?
他说很不舒服。
He said that, I feel very uncomfortable.
癌症末期，身体很不舒服。
And it's the final stage of a cancer, you feel very uncomfortable.
那另外一个问题我就问他。
So I asked him another question.
那你怕不怕？
Are you afraid?
我说不怕。
He said, no, I'm not.
为什么不怕？
I asked him, why are you not afraid?
信了主了。
Because I believe in God.
人证也活过了。
I live a life.
不怕了。我就祷告主耶稣接我了。
I'm not afraid. I'm just praying that God will receive me.
哇，一个刚信主几年的人。
I feel so touched because this person just believed in the Lord for a few years.
在人生最后的这个幽谷，死荫的幽谷当中。
In the valley of the shadow of death, in the last few years of life.
他竟然感觉到神的同在。
He felt the presence of God.
信仰在最后的时候进步得特别快。
And the faith grow faster in the last few years of his life.
感谢神，但我离开香港之后不久就收到消息，主耶稣接他回去了。
So after I left, I received news that the Lord have received him. 啊，
听说很走了之后也很平安。
And I heard that when he is very peaceful when he left the world.
很多人没有信仰，走的时候很害怕。
A lot of people when they don't have faith, they were very scared when they leave the world.
有一些那个眼睛那个面容非常的可怕，因为很害怕到底会发生什么事。
And some people you can see that from the face that they are very afraid because they don't know what will happen after they die.
但是真正的信仰在谷中也会长出百合花。
But a true faith is that in the valley you will find lily.
看到盼望。
You will see hope.
第三种。
The third kind.
刚回来雅歌。第二章
Let's turn back to Songs of Solomon chapter 2
第二节
Verse 2、
第二节
Chapter 2 verse 2、
这里最后一句说我的骄傲在驴子中好像百合花在荆棘里
Like a lily among thorns so is my love among the daughters、
这个跟第二种有什么不一样
What is the difference between the second kind
这句话是新郎讲的是王讲的
This is the a verse spoken by the king
是回应刚刚新苏拉密女自己讲的话
Is to reply what the Shunammite woman have spoken
她说我只是一个谷中的百合花而已
And she was saying that I was only the lily of the valley
那王就说了不止啊你不只是谷中的百合花
But the king said not only you are the lily of the valleys
你还比这个那个谷中百合花还漂亮
You are more beautiful than the lily of the valley.
你像一个百合花在荆棘里面呢。
Because you are like a lily among thorns.
山谷已经够惨了，还要在荆棘包住。
In the valley is already very pitiful, but now you're surrounded by thorns.
正常来说，一堆荆棘在围住这个土地，太干了，长不起任何其他东西，长不出花来了。
And usually among thorns, the ground is very dry and no lily can grow from there.
就算有一点点长出来那个荆棘把它压死了，也把它挤住。
But even though the lilies try to grow, but the thorns will try to suppress it.
正常来说荆棘中不可能有百合花。
So usually it's impossible for lily to grow among thorns.
但是这个是神的恩典。
But this is the grace of God.
主耶稣基督对他的教会说。
And the Lord Jesus said to his church,
有一天你要在荆棘里面。
One day you will be among thorns.
有一天你会被逼迫。
One day you will be prosecuted.
你会遇到极大的苦难。
You will face a great suffering.
但是你还会开花，你好像在荆棘当中百合开出来一样。
But you will still blossom. The flowers will grow up.
哇，这个很有力量。
And this is very powerful.
荆棘代表什么
？What the thorns represent?
这是苦难，这是逼迫。
It's suffering, persecution.
本来世界没有荆棘的。
Originally there were no thorns in the world.
荆棘是什么时候开始有的
？When did the thorns first come to the world?
我们看创世纪第四章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 4.
创世纪第第四章啊第三章
Genesis chapter 3.
十八节
Genesis chapter 3 verse 18.
三章十八节
Genesis chapter 3 verse 18.
一二三
Let's read together.
地
Both thorns
地给你长出荆棘和棘藜来，你要吃田间的菜
蔬。
在人犯罪之后，荆棘才长出来。
After man sinned, thorns.Came about.
荆棘是刺刺的，不好的，这代表苦难。
Thorns have a lot of spikes, so it's not good. It represents suffering.
所以从此之后，人就在苦难当中。
Since from that moment on, man is in the midst of suffering.
以色列百姓在埃及住了450年。
The Israelites were in Egypt for 450 years.
他们就好像在荆棘当中一样。
They were like living in among thorns.
还有这个荆棘还被火在烧它。
And not only thorns, they are fire burning.
记不记得摩西看到那个大异象
？Do you remember the vision that Moses saw?
哇，这个就是苦难的代表。
This represents the suffering.
但是主耶稣来到世上。
But when Lord Jesus came,
最后他在十字架上面的时候带着什么？
When he was on the cross, what was he wearing?
主耶稣是戴着荆棘的冠冕。
He was wearing the crown of thorns.
代表主耶稣替我们承受了这些苦难。
It represents that Lord Jesus suffered for us.
因为罪带来的咒诅、跟苦难、跟逼迫。
Because of sin, this curse came to us.
主耶稣就是在荆棘当中。
Lord Jesus was among thorns.
主耶稣给我们这个榜样呢？荆棘当中怎么样可以有百合花呢？
Lord Jesus gave us an example. How do we have lily in the valley?
我们看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
我们看路加福音
啊。Sorry, Luke.
路加福音第二十二章。
Luke chapter 22.
二十三章，二十三章。路加二十三章。
Luke chapter 23.
路加福音二十三章的第二三十三节。
Luke chapter 23, verse 33.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
路加二十三章三十三节。
Luke chapter 23, verse 33.
二三，到了一个地方，名叫竹楼底。就在那里把耶稣钉十字架上，又钉了两个犯人，一个在左边，一个在右边。你可以想象主耶稣被钉的时候的场景。
You can imagine how it was like when Jesus was crucified.
如果你没有看过那个电影叫做 The Passion of the Christ, 基督受难记。
Perhaps you haven't watched the movie called The Passion of Christ.
我建议每一个基督徒至少可以看一次。
I recommend each Christian can at least watch the film one time.
因为有时候文字没有办法理解太多当时的场景。
Because sometimes words cannot fully describe the scenery of that time.
这里是几个字，耶稣钉十字架，被抓到竹楼地。
There only a few words that describe Jesus was brought to the Calvary and crucified.
但你看那个电影，演出当时的一种场景，你很震撼。
But when you saw the movie, then you will be very moved by the scene.
真的，耶稣就好像被放在荆棘当中。
Because it's truly like Jesus was put among thorns.
不单只是他头戴着荆棘的冠冕在流血。
Not only his head was wearing the crown of thorns.
不单只是手脚啊被钉破，固定在木头上面。
Not only his hands was nailed to the cross.
这些荆棘是代表什么？
What does all these thorns represent?
旁边的人在犹太人在骂他，在笑他。
These thorns also represent all the Jews and the people mocking him.
三十五节。
Verse 35.
这就是荆棘。
This is thorns.
啊，一起读，一二三。百姓站在那里观看，官府也嗤笑他说：“他救了别人呐、啊。”他若是基督，神所拣选的，可以自己救自己吧。这些就是骂的啦、笑的啦、打的啦，全部来了。
There's people blame him, attack him, mock him. Everything come at once.
尤其是那些罗马兵丁把他钉在十字架上面的。
Especially the Roman soldiers crucifying him.
你可以想象，如果有人把你钉在十字架上面，把你让你非常的痛苦。
Imagine if someone is crucifying on the cross and make you feel pain.
不要说那么严重了。
Just let's say not so serious.
你今天开车，有人切在你前面，然后刹车要不打灯，你会做什么？
If someone driving in front of you and then cut in front of you and don't signal, what will you do?
就算你不骂脏话，也会说神经病啊，怎么样之类的。
If you don't swear at him, you will still say, oh, this person is crazy.
要粗的一点就会骂脏话了。
But if sometimes you may be curse him.
这不对啊，不可以啊，基督徒不可以骂脏话。
But of course, you should not curse other or say bad words.
骂神经病也不可以。
Or swearing.It's not good for Christians.
但是人有时候就是这样啊。
But sometimes human is like this.
被荆棘包围住，你想反抗。
When you are surrounded by thorns, you want to fight back.
连同钉耶稣，跟耶稣同钉十字架的那两个强盗，一开始也是在笑耶稣啊，在讥诮他。
Even the two criminals was crucifying beside Jesus, they were mocking Jesus originally.
这个时候有可能长出百合花吗？
Can you grow lily at that time?
我们看主耶稣。
Let's see Jesus.
二十三章第三十四节。
Chapter 23, verse 34.
一二三，当下耶稣说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”这就是百合花在荆棘中。
This is the lily of the valley.
有那么多人，不单只肉体受到极大的痛苦。
There's so many people, even though he suffered a lot.
被讥笑，被攻击。
They, he was being attacked and mocked.
但是主耶稣一开口讲出来的话
，But when Jesus spoke,
父啊，赦免他们。
He said, Father, forgive them,
因为他们所做的。
For they do not know what they do.
他们不晓得。这句话感动了其中一个强盗。
And this phrase touched a criminal at that time.
其中有一个强盗悔改，因为听到耶稣。 这句话他悔改了。
So one of the criminal he repented because he heard this.
他看到耶稣基督在十字架上面的那个爱、那个包容、那个忍耐。
He saw the love and forgiveness of Christ even on the cross.
他知道耶稣不是罪人了。
He knew that Jesus was not a sinner.
我们看四十节。
Let's read 40.
这个犯人就看到这个百合花了。
Verse 40, this criminal saw the, this lily.
这是主耶稣啊。我们看四十节。
And this lily is Jesus. Verse 40, let's read.
那一个就应声责备他说，你既是一样受刑的，还是不怕的吗？四十一节。
41.
我们是应该的，因为我们所受的与我们所受的相称。但这一人没有做过这样不好的事。主耶稣，请问主耶稣有没有跟这个人传福音？
Let me ask you, did Jesus preach to this person?
没有。
No.
有没有叫他悔改？
Did Jesus ask him to repent?
没有。
No.
那为什么这个两个强盗其中一个悔改？
How come two criminals here, one repented?
因为他看到耶稣的表现。
Because he saw the behavior of Jesus.
这样的爱，这样的忍耐。
This kind of love.
不单只是他是个好人。
And not only he is a good person,
他一定会得到神的果，他一定是基督的。
He must be Christ.
所以他马上相信。
So immediately he believed.
原来在荆棘当中，你还可以带人来信主啊。
Even in the midst of thorns, you can still bring people to believe.
主耶稣不但在世上的时候传道，在十字架上的时候也在传道。
Not only Jesus preached when he was on earth, but even on cross he was preaching.
不但只是他开口传道，他不开口也在传道。
Not only he opened his mouth to preach, but even though he doesn't open his mouth, he is still preaching.
为什么？
Why?
因为他的生命是神的生命。
Because his life is the life of God.
你生命改变了，别人就会看见。
If you change your life, others can see.
你没有生命改变，你一直喊，叫人家来，哦，信耶稣很好。
If you don't change your life and you keep asking people come to believe in Jesus, it is good.
那就很难了。
But this is difficult.
耶稣的生命彰显出神的生命。
And the life of Jesus manifests the life of God.
在荆棘里面，百合花。长出来。
Even in the midst of thorns, lily came up.
后来士提反也是走一样的道路。
Later, Stephen also walked the same journey.
被石头打死。
He was beaten to death by stones.
被荆棘包围啊。
He was surrounded by thorns.
但是他还是得胜，他还是为主殉道。
But he was victorious and be a martyr.
有一天教会要受大逼迫。
One day the church will face persecution.
我不是讲两千年前的使徒教会。
I'm not talking about the apostolic church 2000 years ago.
我们是讲末世主耶稣来之前，真教会会受大逼迫。
We are talking about in the end times the true church will face persecution.
已经开始有一点点这种应验了。
It's already started.
有一些国家不讲名字。
In some countries, we don't mention names.
十八岁以下小朋友不能进教堂，你说是不是逼迫
？Under 18 years old, the children cannot go to chapel. Is it persecution?
今天我们很多小朋友坐在这边，不要以为这个是不要以为是理所当然的。
Today, a lot of children are sitting here. Don't say this is usual.
有一些地方也不讲名字，大家都知道。
Some places.We don't talk about names, but we all know.
聚会完，政府来抓负责人。
After service, the official came from the government and grabbed the
把教会关起来。
Church council members and they closed the church.
这个就是荆棘。
This is thorns.
有一天，全世界敬拜敬畏神的人都会遇到这种考验。
One day, all the believers will face this kind of persecution.
但是我们要向主耶稣。
We need to be like Jesus.
就是遇到荆棘的包围。
When we are surrounded by thorns,
生命最后一口气。
Even in our last breath of our life,
我们要学习主耶稣。
We need to learn from Jesus.
百合花在荆棘里。
The lily of the among thorns.
我是一朵花。
I'm a flower.
你是一朵花。
You are a flower.
你是哪一种花
？What kind of flower?
是不是那种啊漂漂亮亮放在花瓶里面温室当中的花？
Are you just like a flowers in a greenhouse?
还是在荆棘当中
？Or are flowers in the among the thorns?
唱诗。